Joining us now on the line, former CIA operative, great guy, Fox News contributor, Wayne Simmons. Wayne, welcome to Kilmeade and Friends.
Brian, good morning. Great to be with you as always.
Thanks so much. Great to see you last night at the Armed Forces Foundation dinner. What is it like for people that miss it to see all these branches get together, not only people who have served and serving, who have many times have been wounded in war, but those who support? What do events like that mean for a guy like you?
Well, you walk into the room, and of course, the first thing that guys like me, I would suggest, and gals are going to notice are the wounded warriors, the men who have made almost the ultimate sacrifice. And of course, our hearts go out to them. But most importantly, anyone in that room last night would tell you the most important thing that we want to come away with from an event like that, that was magnificent, by the way, Brian, and you were brilliant, and I think they're very lucky to have you as the MC for that.
Thank you.
I would tell you that we want to come away knowing that we made a difference in making absolutely certain that these soldiers, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, and anyone in the military that gets hurt in any capacity is taken care of. So it's, you've got so much brass running around that room, and you've got so many people who can make a difference on Capitol Hill, as your guests from Capitol Hill pointed out. And that is absolutely vital to helping to instill in the younger folks that are not yet able to join that, hey, when I do join, I know my country's going to take care of me. And that's what I think most of us wanted to take away with that last night.
Very well said. Now, Wayne, throughout the thrust of your career, a lot of those years was during the Cold War. So it was us against the Soviets wherever we turned. Now we have an America that seems to be ducking and bobbing and weaving rather than engaging in the Middle East. So I thought things had changed temporarily when President Obama decides to send the USS Teddy Roosevelt to join 8 other warships to help block the rearming and resupplying of the Houthi rebels who took over Yemen. Instead, we find out there's no real mission there. Listen to Jen Psaki this morning tell us on Fox and Friends that, well, not all options are even on the table. Cut to.
We always have contingency plans. That's what the United States does.
Right.
We have the best military in the world.
Yep.
But we also don't get ahead of predicting or laying out what we may or may not
right.
do.
But
we're
if
watching
the Iranians...
this closely. We're monitoring this closely.
Sure.
We have a range of abilities, but we're not going to predict what will happen. Our hope is that this can de-escalate.
Are you restricting what will happen, though? Are there restrictions on our ships there, or are they able to do what they need to do?
Well, again, this is a case where not just the United States, but the international community has made clear that Iranian support to the Houthis is unacceptable. They passed an arms embargo through the UN earlier this week.
And we can just kill the rest. She says nothing. She doesn't even say,
right, Brian. Those are desperate, desperate gasps of ignorance. That's the only way I can tell you. They are so lost and so desperate for any type of direction or guidance that I must tell you what makes this dangerous to me, other than the obvious, is that the best thing that could happen for this just disgusting administration and State Department, the best thing in their mind, and I mean this very, very seriously, is that we are attacked, that there is another major attack. Why? Because then it takes all of the decision-making away from Obama. There will now only be a response by the Joint Chiefs. And when an attack happens to us anywhere,
right,
it makes everything very, very easy to them. The intelligence agencies will rally, the military will rally, and the president will be forced to take some type of action against like the coal, for example.
If you're on the USS Teddy Roosevelt and you know the Iranian warships are coming your way and they were just shooting fictitious U.S. aircraft carriers in target practice a month ago, and you see the State Department spokesperson, and that was the White House spokesperson, be inarticulate in explaining the mission, what are you thinking if that's your son or daughter on that ship?
Well, that's exactly right, Brian. You're scared to death for them because you know that your sons and daughters are in harm's way. That's bad enough. But when they're in harm's way and for a mission, for an end game, and as our you and I's close personal friends, General Paul Vallely and Lieutenant General Tom McInerney's book states, End Game, the book End Game, that if there is not an end game, why are we there? What is the mission? Instead, we're sending our young men and women to be killed for no reason. And it breaks my heart, it makes me angry, and it disgusts me that this State Department continues to come out and dance around this lack of policy coming out of the White House. It is abhorrent. And I think, Brian, personally, I think it's the worst administration in reflection, upon reflection, that this country will have ever seen.
Here's Marie Harf yesterday. After we get the initial reports that the Saudis have stopped bombing and we are starting to move and show some the muscle in the region that cannot be touched, Marie Harf says this to the press. Cut 12.
As I said, the purpose of moving them, their mission is to ensure the shipping lanes remain open and safe.
But my question is, does that mean that Iran can continue to send weapons in to support the Houthis and the administration has decided that it's not going to do anything to
stop? Well, there's now a UN Security Council resolution that prohibits those arms shipments into Yemen.
What the heck does that mean? I mean,
and
by the way, I'm talking with Wayne.
We relegated national security of the United States and of the world to the United Nations, who is packed with third world dictators, by the way. So that's what that means. So it's a very, very very, very simple question and a very, very simple answer. Is Iran going to be allowed to continue to provide the Houthis with weapons? The answer is absolutely not, and if they try to, we will destroy them, and we will destroy anyone else who tries to facilitate Islamic terrorism, period. This is not difficult. It is not brain science.
So you understand, I'm talking with Wayne Simmons, who spent decades in the CIA and is still very much tapped in. So we have the Sunni nations are going to be coming, and believe me, they're no walk in the park. I'm not high-fiving any Saudi Arabian king or royal family member, but we knew what we were getting with them, and we knew how we can count on and what we can't count on. There was a balance, believe it or not, in the Middle East, which we've blown up. So do you believe that that has anything to do with the fact that the Saudis, who said 24 hours ago they will stop bombing, have now started again?
Yeah, here's my problem. I don't trust the Saudis. Why would I? Why should we? Obama has, as you know, Brian, Obama has completely come in, and you just pointed out, turned on its head the entire Middle East, meaning from Egypt all the way to Libya. We had dictators in there. Yes, they were the worst people on the planet. But those dictators, like Gaddafi, like Saddam Hussein, like any of the other dictators throughout the Middle East that were overthrown, hated al-Qaeda, hated
Mubarak,
Taliban, hated ISIS, and we took them out. So now there is no balance. The balance of power has been shifted. The United States government, and this sounds harsh, and some people will say it's not, but it is absolutely true. They have a friend in the White House who refuses to take action against ISIS. And I don't want to hear about a drone, Brian. Don't tell me that you're sending a drone in to bomb a car with three guys in it. I don't care. You just turned loose five guys for a Bergdahl. I want you to go in, and if they attack us, find out where they are with our aerial and satellite recon and take out the entire area that they're in. End of story.
Gotcha. Wayne Simmons, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Brian. Thank you. And great, great job last night for an incredible cause.